Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio. My wife left me for a kobold.
Melbourne International Comedy Festival is coming up, and if you're not an absolute moron, you'll be wanting to come see me host the world's least pleasant quiz show, Big Deal, starring a whole bunch of comedians and Sans Pants people. It's sort of like the game show equivalent of when you're wiping and your finger goes through the toilet paper and straight into your body. Grab your tickets from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website or from our own website, sanspantsradio.com/live.
Welcome to episode 11 of Into the Jungle Island of Dendar, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
Previously.
Get a good boy card.
Okay, okay.
As recompense. That makes up for
that everything. Reduce age 38 years.
No, I'm sorry, dog.
He turns tail and runs in your presence.
I cry.
Oh no. The snakes will eat those tears.
That's fine. It's fine. It means we don't have to hurt anything, but I don't want to be around.
Lunabon and Garl, what do you want to do?
Okay. Well, I suppose Seahorse coming over to... Do we know Seahorse coming?
Yeah, you could see Seahorse sprinting across the town towards you.
Okay, Seahorse...
Actually, you know what? I'm going to go out of initiative. We're going to say that those last two snakes, because they're enthralled, you just finish them off. Yeah. It's the end of the fight. We'll go out of initiative. Just act however you want.
We have one. One of them alive. Perhaps we could... I don't know, force it to talk, to tell us where they come from, and then we can hunt them down for a change.
I've reneged the fact that I'm not into torture because, apparently, I'm committed to the people I know, not ideals, and because I know you, I'm down with torture.
But the drink has not touched her lips before she's gagging. She's drunk anyway, though. Having learnt the location of the Yaunty Temple, you're sitting in Green Chapel's house, getting drunk.
Can I drink some brandy to sober up?
It
works for me.
What? The brandy's all gone. You had the last of it.
Yeah, I did. I have a problem.
No kid. What are you going to do when the alcohol runs out?
Oh boy, I brew a supplies. I could brew a beer.
But why's the rum gone?
Oh god, this is going to be bad. I've got the Grugog Scrub.
Yeah, that'll last you a couple of days.
Yeah. I just need to not have two a day, which is
how
what
long
I've
does
done
it
today.
Take to brew alcohol? Just a couple of days, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you gave me the supplies, and this is a magical universe.
So oh,
I
you can
it would
make it, yeah.
Instantly.
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't it?
Oh, boy, this is going to be rough.
Detoxing on an island. Nothing better.
I've got a bit left.
All right, anyway.
If you'd rationed it out, it would last longer, but hey. Why be smart about it, you know?
I snatched the bottle back off Seahull, put it in a pocket for the ration and now. Actually, I give it to you for safekeeping.
You are not getting any of this. You just aren't. Go to sleep.
I go to sleep.
Seahull addresses the Yaunty.
I'm asleep.
Have you all gone?
No, she just told me to go to sleep.
Oh, you're just going to sleep?
I passed out.
And I start playing a song of rest to give us more hit points during a short rest, but I kind of fuck it up halfway through and just fall asleep.
You'll have a long rest eventually anyway. Seahole, addressing the Yaunty, says, Who is in charge? The Yaunty looks from one of you to each of you. It's just been watching you pass around your alcohol.
It's been
1 week since you looked at me. Seahorse slaps her. She's talking nonsense. It is our nightmare speakers.
Nightmare speakers.
She is powerful. More powerful, I think, than you.
And will you take us to her?
I would most certainly not. I would be slains.
Doesn't sound so bad.
No, I will not.
You've got a map. Wake me up and I'll punch her or something.
Pardon?
If you wake me up, I'll punch her.
Oh no, I can put your hat back on. Actually, no. I'll use my... we don't need a torture. She's going to take us there tomorrow.
And we've got a map, don't we?
Yes.
She's not going to take us. So we could probably just... Oh, no, she fell on the way to the prison.
I mean, I'm asleep. I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't look cute sleeping anymore. I'm like acne riddled and like just a bit gaunt and weird looking.
I like that you now, not your character, Shanks, mm-hmm. is now going with the what Linus's misinterpretation of the situation was.
Yeah.
Well, he was the closest dad you had.
Yeah.
I was just quest dad.
Yeah, no, you're quest dad. Yeah. You're quest dad for life. And by life, I mean quest. But my life is questing. Questing is life.
Johnny Quest.
Oh, Johnny Quest. You look a bit like Johnny Quest.
Me?
Yeah, I reckon.
Thanks.
You could be a boy adventurer. I could see you like at the helm of a ship saying, pirates.
Do it.
Couldn't you?
Yeah. Look,
steer the boat and say pirates.
Roll the dice.
Pirates!
Yeah.
Aww, yeah. That was nice.
No, that was great.
Do you know what it was more like than Johnny Quest, but John, the brother from Peter Pan? Really? Are we fucking no?
Wendy, my other brother, pirates.
There's John, Michael. It was Wendy, John, and Michael. John's the one in the middle with the top hat in the Disney film.
I don't know.
The one with glasses.
Yeah.
Fuck you all. Except
Wendy,
you got it.
Michael, John, pirates.
No. No.
John Quest?
No.
John, Michael, Wendy Quest.
Darling.
Pirates.
I think their surname's Darling?
Yes.
Wendy
yes.
Darling.
That's right. Mm. Darling's the surname of the character in Blackadder as well. That's great. That's
very funny. Do you reckon they're related?
Yeah. No, they are. They say in one of the episodes, I think.
Oh.
Oh, cash.
Yeah, the Blackadder Extended Universe.
Yeah, Blackadder Extended Universe. No,
oh, yeah,
are,
the BAU.
No,
I'm not
guys,
dumb.
I'm not joking. In the BAU.
The BAU. Okay. I speak to the Yonti. You're no longer useful to us.
It laughs.
She's not, though, is she?
She's not really.
No, I'm asleep.
We're going to go get the map and take her.
And my morals are now nebulous because of friendship.
You're not going to take us to the place, are you?
Well, she's only got an hour until my kind of threat curse runs. Wears off.
She's terrified of us at the moment, though. Even though we are mostly asleep.
Perhaps I can then take you there?
Fine.
Do we believe that? I mean, I'm asleep, but is that honest?
You've earned yourself another light of another.
Well, there's only one person there to roll insight, and she rolled two, so you believe her.
Well, if I...
Will that help?
A plus a d10?
I reckon she's probably telling the truth.
Look, you still believe her.
Oh, well, if I believe her, then I guess it's just... You've earned yourself another night alive. Stay useful.
What's your alignment?
Cold.
It's true neutral. All
right, we'll leave
for
it there.
Animals. For she's got Paula.
All right, I don't care.
I do about Paula.
Ends justify the means, do
they? Are alignments allowed to change in D&D? Like, yeah. If you go through like a character change.
Yeah, absolutely.
My alignment's changed.
It's almost encouraged.
I'm not good anymore.
Oh no,
I'm friends.
It's
friendly neutral.
In a long-form game, I would often have a conversation with the player before I change their alignment. But I feel like in this situation, mm-hmm. like, druids typically tend to be neutral alignment anyway. So for you to be lawful neutral is a little deviation from the norm. But then also for you to torture someone just without even... Like, it's not just that you tortured someone. It's that you didn't think about it. You just did it.
It's for Paula.
Yeah. You didn't think about it. You just did it.
There was nothing to think about. It was the right thing to do.
There we go. That's why it changed.
They're destroying the ecosystem of this island. Man is ruining this Yonti man. But everyone, humanoids, are destroying the planet.
Mm-hmm.
This is a step in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's turning into Nature Hitler again.
Nature Hitler. Nature
no, you're not.
Hitler.
Friendship. I'm with you. I'm up for torturing.
My friends.
He believes me.
Me.
He just doesn't want to see you upset. Because then he'll be Nature Hitler.
Probably.
If you're helping, you're not dying, so. Let's all go to sleep.
We're already
way
there.
Ahead of you.
One of his legs are. We're ahead of you.
All right. So.
Unflattering lump.
Over the night, all of you will be fully recovered.
Hang on. Oh. The Yonti's like tied up, yeah?
Yes, yes.
Good.
The Yonti's been looked. Linus and Garl are also there, and neither of them are drunk. So it can be assumed that she's being watched.
Good.
The next day rolls round. You two, Goody and Molto Bene, both wake up with a head-splitting hangover. I'm going to say you have disadvantage on ability checks. You have one level of exhaustion because you didn't sleep properly because you're hungover.
Dude, last night was sick, man. I give him like a kind of like, yeah, you know, like embrace. Man, it got like totally maggoted, bro. Yeah.
That's just Wednesday night for me.
I slap them both upside the head.
Oh!
Again.
To do two attacks at once, you'll take disadvantage.
I'm a monk.
Yeah. They get a free attack against you because you're not proficient.
Luna, may I have a drink?
Yeah. Like a Bloody Mary.
No.
Fine, whatever.
I just need something to get me back in the groove.
I portion out a bottle cap full of the gasoline.
I drink some.
Do I feel slightly better? All right. Of Grugrog's best?
Yep.
Is there any other alcohol on the island?
There might be. You'd have to search Green Chapel's place or ask around. All right, so, Lunabon, you get a little bit drunk.
From pouring it?
Yep. The fumes are enough.
It's good.
Goody, you, I guess, feel a little better.
Oh, that is much nicer.
It helps you forget about the head-splitting headache. Yeah,
that feels much nicer.
Yeah, here are the dog, but what would Quest Mom know about that these days?
Oh, hey.
And I kind of stomp away.
Come back here.
What has happened to him?
I don't know.
Are you all right?
How dare you do this to me?
I might take the bottle back.
Fine.
Considering I'm probably the only one out of the three of us that can open this bottle and be fine.
Yes, but you do not give it to Molto.
No, he's a child, so I have no idea about that boy.
He's not a child.
He is suddenly
he's
like
150.
He aged a lot. Like, I thought I was...
He's
you know,
older than both
him.
Of you.
He's
it the oldest
him.
Person out of you three.
I'm several him. Meters away playing Nine Inch Nails on my rib bone xylophone.
What song?
Closer.
I don't know why I asked. I don't know any Nine Inch Nails songs.
I like that we're having this conversation, though. That he definitely aged, though.
Oh, yes. It's too much. He got old.
You can see Linus approaching you with the horse that you guys came here with. The horse is saddled up. And there's maybe even some barding on it, so the horse
Hello.
Is a little bit armored.
Hello.
I don't like this.
I start crying.
Linus tries to calm the horse.
Wait. You can't talk to horses now, Arthur?
Oh, the animals hate me.
Linus manages to calm the horse down, but only because the horse is now facing away from you.
Because the spell went real wrong, and now all the animals don't like me.
Linus, this is why I do not do magic.
Very well then. Hail!
Ow.
How fared you last night?
How fared I? Well, I remember the fight, and then I remember the Green Chapel's gone, and Paula's gone, and that dwarf is gone.
It's good that you can remember yesterday.
There are large gaps, Linus.
How's the boy?
The boy?
Yes.
Boy.
Molto.
He gestures towards Molto Bene.
I'm
carving a pentagram into one of the rib bones.
He's old now.
Who taught him his magic?
I do not.
He went to school.
You know, that's the college of whatever it was called.
Whispers College.
College of Whispers.
Yeah, I've got a hoodie that says WC.
We were all trying to work out the acronym.
Whisper College University.
Whisper U. Sorry, I don't understand. Is it you or his mother?
I
suppose you don't deal in magic, so it was his mother, yes?
Wait. What do you mean his mother?
Seahall approaches you. She's got the map laid out in front of her. All right, I think... She puts a hand to her brow. I think...
I give her a thumbs up.
She nods sheepishly. I think I have a path for us to get to the temple.
Okay.
It won't be easy. We might be waylaid by something in the jungle. Mm. It's not exactly safe out there.
Yes, it's not safe anywhere.
Sehal, do you have like
Do you have coffee on this island?
Green Chapel made it somehow, but I don't know how.
Damn.
She might have some left if you check her house.
I'm going to go check her house. I'll be back. We need to be ready for this adventure. Oh, I'm not having it. It's for you two.
Oh, good.
He's fine.
Especially you.
And
I get the coffee, I assume, or the whatever she used to make.
Well,
coffee.
you have a search through. You find a like a plunger. What do you call it? The
press.
Yeah. Coffee press or whatever. It's empty though. Or there's dregs. Only dregs in there.
I make the worst coffee in the world out of the dregs.
It's atrocious. Do you have anything for a skill check?
No, I crafted beer. I'm apparently a beer maker. Does that help me craft coffee?
I'll give you like a small bonus to the check, but it's still like you got 5. So
is the coffee terrible? But would it do the job?
It has caffeine in it, but that's all you could say about it.
Wonderful. I'd bring it back.
All right,
Lunabomb.
Yes.
This is gonna be awful.
Oh,
you need to drink this and not vomit any of it up.
Is it gonna be worse than the gasoline?
What are you talking about? The gasoline's fantastic.
Oh. No.
I do not know how to make coffee. And with that, I pour the coffee into your mouth.
You don't know what coffee
and
is.
And then put my hand over your mouth so you don't vomit.
Jesus Christ. All right. You drink some of the grittiest, metallic tasting, beverage, liquid that you have ever had in your life. It tastes like a little like poison. It tastes a lot like poison, actually.
What did you do to me?
Is she still drunk?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah. She's still drunk. Fuck. It didn't
what
help
did
much.
What did you do to me? You dyed me? You
I
make
thought,
me die?
I thought this would help, but I guess I am terrible at coffee.
Oh, you guys are so embarrassing, I say as I wander back to the group. And I scull the rest of the coffee and pretend like I can stomach it.
It's terrible. Is there a way to make us sober up?
Time.
Fuck. Oh, well.
Or magic. Healing magic.
Oh, okay. A healing word myself.
Wrong type of healing magic.
Oh.
Gal might be able to. Gal's over by the house still. Gal. He's got the mummy hand. You only returned with the hand, right?
No, we brought the whole thing back.
Oh, that's right. You brought the whole thing back.
He took it off us.
He has the bits of the mummy laid out, and you can see that he's doing magic. As you're walking, Seahole and Linus explained to you, while you guys were passed out, Linus, because Seahole was also a little drunk, made a plan. The plan is that Gal is to stay here to protect the town in case something else happens. And also he is the only one who can devise a cure to the laughing sickness. So he needs to stay here anyway, just for that. And so that's what he's going to be here doing. You guys will travel with Seahole and Linus. Linus is going to mount up on the horse if he can get it to stop panicking whenever it sees Lunabon.
It hurts me so much.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry more.
Okay, then. I am not ever going to give you any of my drinks.
I don't want them, Cole.
You neither.
Hey, come on, man. We're all saying things you're going to regret.
Never.
Unfortunately, Gal, when you're talking to him, he says, I cannot help you, lass.
Let's go find Paula.
There is magic that I could have used, but I'm busy with it now.
That's fine. Let's go.
Off we go, then.
Cool. I should sober up pretty fast.
Yeah.
It's Grigrog's.
I only breathed it in.
It is Grigrog's.
You keep bringing back to this very important point. It's Grigrog's.
Grigrog's best promises you 3 things. 1, it is pure gasoline. 2, it is made by artisanal orc craftsmen. And 3, you will never forget this drunk, except you will. The 3rd one was written after they had a few.
Asimov's 3 laws of Grugog's.
Well, you play some questing music? You feel up to that, or are you still angsty?
No, yeah, that's cool. And I get out my lute and play a bunch of power chords.
This is nice.
That's really powerful of you, Malta.
Yeah, cool. It's like a It's like, you know, about the feelings.
Just a sidebar. So while while the old man on the horse cannot hear us, but he is under the impression that I'm your dad and that she is your mother and that you are a child.
Why did you tell him that?
I didn't tell him anything, man. Like, people just, like, make assumptions. They're just always trying to put you in boxes, you know. They see something and they're like, oh, that's who you are, man. That's who you are, man. Well, you know, some of us don't fit in those boxes. I'm just my own man.
Why didn't you correct him?
I ain't got time for that. Talk with some old man. I'd rather, you know, around and make more of these bracelets. And you look down and you realize I'm now covered in, like, black bracelets.
Did you want us to raise you?
Like, raise hell, that's what I want to do.
I take offense at that, just a little bit.
No, that'd be like a little lame. Like, I don't know, like, we've, like, forming a kind of family unit or something. Nah.
Do you miss your parents?
I don't.
I give Malto a hug, but I only really know how to do it to animals, so I try and scratch his little head.
That's good. You're doing a good hug.
It is
mostly a good hug.
Not very comforting.
You're a good boy.
That's not even very comforting.
I
go real spitty. It's not an attractive cry.
No. I mean, no, man. No, that's shit. Just leave me alone.
Is that what you want?
What I want, what a croissant, you know, just leave me alone.
And now he's making things up.
And I, you know, like, turn away so that we could look at my eyes.
Well, that went well.
Oh, gosh.
He's like a sad onion, and the more I peel away, the sadder it gets. So I'm just going to put all the layers back on.
Are we on horseback?
No, Linus is the only one mounted. There was only one horse in the town that came with you. Linus is riding up the front. You're on like a little, you're on like a little, it's not hunting trail, like a trail made by animals that just pass, like larger animals naturally make tracks through the jungle. You're on a path made presumably maybe by a tiger or something like that. You're not sure. Cool. Maybe you're a little afraid to find out. But as you turn away, tears in your eyes, you can see through the jungle another trail of sorts. But this trail isn't one of an animal passing through. It's a trail of devastation. There's a tree...
Good band name.
Sorry? Dibs.
Yeah.
There are trees that have been pushed over and partially decayed and destroyed. The greenery, any shrubs or green leaves or anything like that, has been torn down, torn away, and not crushed into the ground, but it looks like just destroyed completely. The path looks like something big has been forcing its way through and wrecking anything in its way.
Wow.
You can see several corpses of smaller animals, either half devoured or completely devoured, just skeletons scattered along that path. Oh. You also see Seahole has stopped and is considering that path with a very concerned, curious expression.
Oh, do we all see this?
No, just Molto Bene right now.
Whoa, hey, you guys see that?
The procession stops and people turn around.
Oh, my lord, that is truly something grisly.
No, what animals are there?
Smaller ones, many that you don't recognize. This place is filled with animals that you've never seen before. You see many different types of birds. One of the creatures looks like a half-eaten pterodactyl, although it's hard to identify. There is definitely a velociraptor that has been knocked to the ground, and as the creature walked past it, it devoured it into two bits, the back end and the front end.
Oh, can I use any of my knowledge of animals to figure out what this could have been?
All right. It's not an animal, but you know what does this. A shambling mound. A shambling mound is, it's kind of like a sentient plant. So what happens is...
Shambling mound, also good band name.
Great band name. That would be like a kind of like 70s like prog folk.
Yeah. Yeah, we're Shambling Mound. This is our song.
Yeah, it would be like long with like... It would basically be a rock band with a flute.
Yeah. And all their songs would be 8 minutes.
Yeah. Basically, it would be Focus, if you know the band Focus.
No.
Oh, they're great. Oh. Very, anyway.
A shambling mound results when a phenomenon in which lightning or fey magic invigorates an otherwise ordinary swamp plant. As the plant is reborn into its second life, it chokes the life from plants and animals around it, mulching their corpses in a heap around its roots. Those roots eventually give up their resilience on the soil, directing the shambling mound to seek out new sources of food. You know it is resistant to cold and fire damage. Lightning damage heals it. It is fueled by the energy infused in lightning. You know that if it finds you, it will beat you down and try to consume you. It's just an endlessly hungry plant, like a Venus fly. Well, no, it doesn't try to attract you in. It hunts you down. So it's like a Venus flytrap. If a Venus flytrap were mixed with like a bear, I guess.
Ooh. Do I know what's good against it?
It has no weaknesses. It has only immunities and resistances. It can't be blind, deafened, or exhausted. It has blind sight out to 60 feet, which means that it doesn't need to see or hear you or smell you. Just if you are within 60 feet of it, it can supernaturally attempt to perceive you. It doesn't have eyes or ears or a mouth or anything like that.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Is there, can we tell?
But beyond that radius, beyond that 60 feet, it has no sensory information. So if you are more than 60 feet away, it could never detect you, no matter what you did.
It's quite a cute name for a horrific beast.
There's a picture if you'd like to see it.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Want to see that picture? Oh, it looks like the Iron Giant.
Shanks is referring to the Shield Guardian on the opposite page. I was going to make a joke about that, but I thought if I didn't make a joke, you wouldn't comment that.
Oh.
Wow, they fun are fact. Fucking terrifying and awful.
They're way scarier than Triffids.
Yeah.
So
gentle.
So quaint, yeah.
Does it walk around everywhere going, feed me?
Yes, it does.
Good.
It does that exactly. Oh, wait, hold on. I think I can hear it.
It's singing.
Feed me, Seymour.
Feed me, oh, no, no. Sorry.
We're not allowed to sing that. They sue like crazy.
I didn't sing it.
Yep. That, my friend, is the story we're sticking to.
Good. Fuck. That thing sounds awful.
What thing sounds awful?
The Shambling Mound.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That song.
No song. We didn't talk about a song, guys.
Yes, absolutely. Correct. Linus maybe pulls on the horse's reins. So the horse was about to turn around and look. The horse was about to turn around and look at, let's see the rest of you. And presumably he doesn't want that to happen because the horse will panic when it sees Lunabon.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he pulls on the reins. So the horse stays facing forwards and says, I think it's best if we just keep moving. Hopefully we don't encounter the beast.
Before y'all keep playing, let me just butt in here and say real quick, here's a word from our sponsors. Also, let me remind you that this Melbourne International Comedy Festival, I'm going to be hosting a quiz show called Big Deal, which should prove very unpleasant. Grab your tickets from sanspantsradio.com/live. Now, as you were.
On the way back that we have to. We have to. I mean...
Does it not count as an animal? It's a creature of the forest.
No, I'm protecting animals that can't protect themselves. Look at all of this destruction. That's not fair. That can't live.
All right.
On the way back, we're going to get them. I mean, we have to get Paula first.
Imagine if Seahole was for you, but for plants. Imagine if Seahole was like, no, the Shambling Mound is fine.
Oh, right. Thank God. She's not.
Is she?
No, she's not. No, she's like, yeah.
What would the dryad have to say about the Shambling Mound?
I don't care. I am sworn to protect animals that cannot protect themselves. If the dryad doesn't want to help me in that, then the dryad's wrong.
We have gone on quite an emotional journey in the last 24 hours.
Fey magic sometimes makes shambling mounds. It is potentially possible. I'm not saying it's likely, but she could have made that shambling mound.
And it should be destroyed. So on the way back, after we've gotten Paula...
I guess we just...
As you're having the conversation... Bang! It launches out of the brush at you guys.
Holy shit.
Oh, heck.
Does anyone have anything that's... No one used lightning.
As if you weren't going to fight it on the way there.
I thought maybe we'd be able to sneak around it.
I know, that was a whole 60-foot radius thing. It's like, awesome.
Everyone just has to kill it, okay?
Okay, relax, we got it, Luna Bomb.
Can I get 60 feet away using Step of the Wind?
On your turn, you can.
Great.
So, Lunabon, it attacks you.
Oh, no.
Damn it.
Take.
Take. Wings. I'm meant to fly.
Good work. Take on me. Come on.
I don't know what I was trying to say with take, but after it had come out of my mouth, I forgot, so I stopped.
I liked it.
I liked it.
Take! Like, there's something threatening about that.
The man's like, oh.
It's Britney, bitch.
I will take Mound Town.
22. You take. Everything goes black.
What?
Are you serious?
Adam.
No, you're on 3 hit points.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What the F? What the effing heck?
So got that a surprise did 30
attack. 30 points of damage.
It brings two. It doesn't really have arms. It's more like just a mass of
vines.
Yeah, vines and flora and just whatever was in the vicinity when magic struck it. All of that mass comes down on you, Lunabon, and engulfs you. You are grappled. You know, because you know shambling mounds, this is how it attacks or how it eats. For the shambling mound, it's not fighting sentient creatures. It's not sentient fighting sentient. This is just a creature that is not really intelligent eating. This is like you have stepped into the Venus flytrap and now it's closing. It's like, ah, yes, food is here. I'm consuming food. If you do not escape, it will eat you.
Okay.
And that's what it's going to do on its next turn.
Oh.
That was its surprise round. It gets its turn. No, I'm just kidding. Lunabon, it's your turn.
Oh, goodness. Is there anything I can do to just scramble out? Or
you can
really
make an athletics check to break free of its hold.
Can I attack and do athletics on the
no,
same?
No, it's one or the other.
Well, I'm going to have to try my athletics check.
So you fail. Does anyone have skills?
Yep. Plus 1d12 after a skill or attack roll.
Why did I waste my good boy card on making bad coffee?
1d12
for a skill or attack.
Spend it, chuck it back in the boy.
Oh, no, I get it. Okay.
You got 9, you need to make 14. Can anyone else help?
9 schnitzel, sorry.
You try to struggle free, but you can't. You're under so much weight. You dig and you dig and you dig through it, and it feels like you eventually must be hitting a surface, but you just don't.
Oh, gosh.
Then it is Linus's turn. Linus wheels his horse around, and Lunabon is not visible, so he charges with his horse. Yah, yah! Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
I don't want to die.
Wouldn't it be ironic that you lost your ability to communicate with animals and then you were killed by nature?
That's different.
It would be very sad.
It would be really bleak.
Oh, you're going to die.
I like that this started out as a fun adventure. We're on a boat and we're having a good time. And,
yeah.
And then it got really bleak really quick.
It got a little existential.
Yes.
Mm.
Linus
you're
steals.
Broken in ways I don't understand.
Yeah.
You're,
so is Lunabon. Yeah. She's lost her connection to the anything that gives her.
I'm a drunk.
You're a drunk. Yeah. But you're the happiest of all of us because
oh, isn't that sad?
In this nihilistic theme, it's like only a man who commits to finding oblivion is at peace.
Wow. It's beautiful, Shanks.
It wasn't me, it was Malta.
That's very funny. The get real a good boy card. I think that was really... You. That was very funny. That was thank a good you. Line, and it was very funny to say that that was in character
maximum
and so not
damage
you.
Against a shambling mound.
You don't need to be that specific. I think maximum damage is a card there.
Oh, really?
I think so, yeah. Because okay. Minimum damage is one of my cards, so I think maximum damage is one of yours.
Cool.
All right, so... Linus deals 19 points of damage to the shambling mound as he rides past and jabs forwards with his halberd. He uses it like a lance. Then it is Molto Bene's turn.
Okay. I charge towards it with my rapier and shout, "Stay away from my quest, Mom!" And yeah, I go to stab with my rapier. But I use this card to deal maximum damage.
Very cute.
Thank you.
Well, you got to hit first.
Oh, okay, that's true.
Come you should use your psychic blade too. Psychic blade as well.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. I meant to psychic blade and hit. That was my plan. I just got excited because of the maximum
all right.
damage card.
So you psychic blade.
Psychic use blade, maximum damage. And maximum damage.
You got a critical hit.
Oh!
Now, It would be very funny if I played deal minimum damage.
Oh,
right
no!
Now.
What would happen? Would they cancel each other out?
I would say that it's...
Or do we have a real fist fight?
I would say it's the order that they were played in, but I'm not going to play it. Because
okay, you're just letting me know you could fuck me, but not fuck you.
Yeah,
we're still going to take on the big bad guy.
I don't mind. You can deal maximum damage to this boy. This boy's just a fight along the way.
Oh, no. All right,
so you deal maximum damage, which for you will be 24 points of damage to the shambling man. As you charge forwards with your rapier, you channel your psychic energy, your verbal attacks. You move them, the energy that you put into them, into the blade, and the metal disappears and is replaced by a purple aura, almost like a lightsaber, if you will.
Nice.
You stab,
nice window over here.
Yeah. You stab into the shambling mound, and your purple blade cuts through the shambling mound like a knife through butter. All right, good job. Then it is Goody's turn.
Then it'll be Seahull's turn, yeah?
Yes.
Seahull, do you know any spells, ranged attack spells that could do damage to this gigantic plant monster?
Seahull shakes her head. I could throw fire at it, but it's resistant to that.
Damn. Because what I wanted to do was pick up Seahull, carry her 60 feet away, so then she could just attack and be fine.
She has a bow and arrow. She could use that.
Is it going to keep? Is on its turn going to try to keep consuming whoever's nearby?
It doesn't actually feel pain. It's not sentient. It's not a creature. It's just consuming.
So anything nearby, it'll just turn to try to, because it's already consumed.
Yeah, it's pretty confident. It's pretty well on the way to trying consuming Lunabon.
Could I carry Seahulls using Step of the Wind and get us out of the way so that she could attack from range?
She's pretty. She's not like right next to it right now. You don't need to carry her. She can move on her own if she wants.
Who's the closest?
Right now, I guess Linus rode past, so it would be a Molto Bene.
So he could be eaten next turn?
Potentially, but it's only eating one. That was not explained to you. Yes. There wasn't a lot of time.
All right. I'm going to get him out of the way.
You can drag, because he's already moved his full movement, I will allow you to drag him 5 feet away, but no further.
And that wouldn't do it, would it?
Well, it gets him out of the line. It gets him out of immediate range. Then you could move in and start fighting.
Well, no, then I may as well just move in and start fighting at him. What I wanted to do was get 60 feet away so it wasn't aware of who it was attacking it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. very funny. Yes. Sorry. Because he's already moved his full movement.
That's
all right. Because technically the way it works is this is all supposed to be happening at the same time.
So he's
running forward. You can't grab him and drag him back because he's already been forward. Yeah, you can run in and also fight.
And put Seahull 60 feet away.
I would allow... you could push her 60 feet away. Yeah, sure. I would also allow you, if you wanted to run up there and... at a disadvantage to your attack, so your attacks have disadvantage, I would allow you to try and draw the Shambling Mound away from your friends.
Including Lunabon?
Lunabon, no. Yeah, it's already eating Lunabon, but it won't eat... it won't eat Molto Bene. It'll go after you, preferably.
Yeah. I like the idea of having someone far away to attack it without realizing it's being attacked.
I can do that. Get me out.
That's what I wanted to do. Can I try and get her out?
I'd allow you to assist, and on her next turn, when she's getting out, she gets a bonus because of you. That'll be your turn, though. You won't attack.
And then I'm the closest thing.
You and Molto Bene. It'll be a 50-50 shot if it tries to grab either one of you.
I want to do that, Adam. I want to help Lunabon get out from underneath the thing.
You run up and you use the help other action. Seahull backs up so that she's out of its vision and fires.
Oh, I want to tell her that too.
Yeah. She knows more about the Shambling Mound than you do. She fires. She deals a paltry 10 damage.
Seahull, you are not pulling your weight. Please do better next time. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm so sorry, she says.
Stop yelling at me. I'm about to fight this big, big algae monster.
Speaking of a big algae monster. Lunabon, you are blinded. You're restrained and you're unable to breathe.
By the mound.
You pass the constitution saving throw that you need to make. The shambling mound moves 40 feet away from you guys. And Lunabon moves with it. It's got its food. It's leaving.
But I jumped in to help her.
She still gets the help action. Because you maybe you like grab her as it's moving away, but
it starts to move.
Yeah, it's moving. It's got its food. All right, Lunabon, it's your turn.
Is it so the way that it's holding me? If it gets hurt, could it drop me or is
no? It'll drop you if it's dead. So right now, two hands plunged into the shambling mound and grabbed your hands. You can probably tell from the... you're blind, but you can tell just kind of innately. You know Goody well enough to know when he's grabbing you.
The hands smell like Grugog's grog.
Yeah. That's the stench of it.
You get drunker.
It smells like gasoline. It tastes like gasoline. Grugog's best. Pure gasoline.
Okay, well, I'll try and make another throw to get out of it.
All right. As the shambling mound moves away, you are dragged out of it. The shambling mound doesn't notice.
Because it is not sentient.
It's not sentient.
Oh my god.
It thinks it's got its food. It's leaving.
Oh, that's good.
It'll come back. Eventually, it'll realize what happened, but it's not like... smart enough to know that that's happening.
Yeah.
Linus's turn. Linus holds up. He's going to hold action until after Molto because he's not sure what to do. Molto?
Well, I might...
He's going to continue.
It's retreating, right?
Yep, it's leaving. You can just let it go if you want.
Oh, cool. I just run up to Lunabon and check that she's okay.
She's badly wounded. You can see that she's very hurt. There's like bruises all over her. Her clothes have been just destroyed when she was slammed. You're bleeding from several places. You're not in a great way. It was crushing you when you were in there as well.
I'm not going to lie, LB, you look fine.
Thank you. I feel fine.
As she says that, a little bit of blood just pulls out of her mouth.
Oh, just one like... of her eyeballs explode.
She needs to reset one of her eyeballs, absolutely, yes.
Ugh.
Seahawk comes over and she helps you with that.
Are we out of initiative?
Yes.
Okay, can I try and heal myself using my healing word?
Yeah, sure. You heal the minimum from that. Cool, and then Seahawk's superior magic. Because the DM isn't fucking with this one. 10 hit points.
So I'm on 18.
Yes.
We gotta go kill it.
Are you sober?
How far away is it?
It's gone.
Maybe 100 feet.
Gone. Don't worry about it.
If it's 100 feet, can I cast Moonbeam?
Yeah, you can. It's going to keep moving, though. You'll deal some damage on its turn, but it'll just move and then it'll be out of range.
Okay. Yeah.
It'll kind of be a waste of the spell, to be honest.
Questmon, leave it. Leave it. We'll come back. We'll come back. We'll Paula. Think about Paula.
We'll come back. Let's go get Paula. Can anyone help? Can you help Questmon? You sing Quest Mum one of your songs.
How short does the rest need to be if I sing Song of Rest for her to get health back?
An hour. You need to rest for an hour. You can do that. Seahawk.
Can we take
Seahawk's like, we've got some time.
Yeah, please.
All right, you take a short rest.
Well, I'm not going to lie. You've looked better.
To say goodnight and rest your weary head. I know we've had a little fight, but now it's time for bed. I sing my song of rest to the quest mom I love the best. Oh, Lunabon, you sweetie little girl.
Have I now? She's asleep.
You heal a further 16 hit points, which puts you back up to full.
Ah, sick. Thank you, my quest son.
Yeah, you're welcome. Whatever.
I'm sober now, yeah?
No.
Oh.
Why would you think that?
I don't
know. Grugog's Best gives you a hangover that will last for days. Grugog's Best, made by Orcish Craftsman.
So now you're hungover.
Oh, no.
Do you want some more Grugog's? Fixes me right up. No.
Oh, now you're the gatekeeper of my Grugrogs. That's for the best.
You cannot hold your Grugrogs.
I don't want to hold my Grugrogs. I want Paula.
We will get you your Paula.
I want Paula.
Trust me, we'll get her back.
Okay.
Oh, my name is not Goodness Gracious.
Your name's what?
Did you not know that was my full name?
You're Goody.
Yeah, Goody. Goodness Gracious.
That's fake.
There's a name.
All right, Lunabon Strawberry or whatever your full name is.
Yeah, a name I chose for myself after my husband. It's fine. Let's go.
I'll tell you my actual name, but it's long and complicated, so goodness gracious is much easier.
See, all nods. Good conversation, everyone. Let's go.
Hey, I had enough of you being sassy. Nah, I haven't. I love your sassiness.
She winks. You keep going. You finish your rest and head onwards towards...
That's right, you're not sober.
Oh, no.
But you're good because I sang you a little song. Oh, that's my old voice.
Do you like the song? Yeah, cool.
It was so good. You're like a little Paula.
Little what?
You're like a bun.
No, I'm like a big boy.
Yeah, the big Paula.
That's cool. You've been through a lot. And I give her kind of like a side hug thing.
Yeah?
You know.
I have never really understood things. I understand less of this, but I approve.
Thanks. And I hold out my fist and oh, that's not really. Yeah, okay, I still do it. And
do it ironically.
I
then
shake
it's fine.
Your fist.
Parents.
What?
Parents?
What?
I mean, shut up. What do we do? Let's get going. Come on.
As long as we're presenting a united front, we can't fuck him up, right?
I drink a lot.
I need to save my bunny.
Hey, Adam, what are we doing now?
You turn around and you see Linus looking at all three of you with a mixed expression. He turns forward and you head onwards. After some time, the trees begin to thin, and you can see rising out of the jungle in front of you this massive ziggurat. So it's like a pyramid, but it's got if a pyramid was a four-layer cake.
It's a pyramid with steps. It's a step pyramid.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
A Mayan pyramid.
Yeah, yeah. Esque.
It hasn't been shaved yet.
No, it hasn't been shaved? What?
Yeah, the sides.
Yeah, shave it on down.
That's what they did.
Are you saying that Machu Picchu isn't finished yet?
Well, no, it's not.
They haven't put the pool in, for a start. I've seen the Emperor's New Groove.
I think you mean the pool.
The no. pool?
No, I don't.
They haven't finished the pool yet.
The Machu Picchu.
Machu Picchu. Pichu.
This place would be so much nicer if you cleaned some of the fucking
rocks.
Lawn.
I haven't looked at Machu Picchu. I never went.
Just go on Tinder and look at any man's profile aged between 25 and 35.
I have seen Machu Picchu, actually.
That is the best joke. That's really good.
Thanks.
If I had a human soul, I would laugh a lot at that.
Instead, you got that dog
that
soul.
Is, I don't know. That's just like, that's really good.
You only laugh at bone jokes.
I do. I like the word bone very much. Bone.
No bones about it.
No, that's
it's
it.
Got a good utility.
Hey, can I borrow some bones?
Roll Which them ones? Bones. My old bones. Anyway, you
Ziggurat.
See it rising out of the jungle before you. Up the top of it is a massive dish, and within that dish is a flame. The fire is, it must be massive, because you can imagine the heat washing down upon you, although it is already pretty stinking hot here. Also, scattered on the ziggurat, you see many Yawn-Ti milling about or walking. Some of them are wearing big, deep purple robes, which have hoods that are pulled down over their faces. So you can only make out that they are Yawn-Ti by the fact that they have snake-like appendages, like maybe a tail or something like that, or an elongated face. There are many others, though, wearing white robes. They walk about, and as they walk about, you can see Lunabon. You see it first. You see several smaller figures being led in chains. This is very distant, though, but you do kind of make it out. Being led in chains by those white-robed figures. One of them you imagine to be small and greenish. Several other ones more medium human-sized. They're being led towards the top. And I would say all three of you can definitely hear distant chanting. It looks like whatever ritual they are doing, they are already partway through.
I think we are about to intrude upon a party.
I don't think it's going to be a fun party. I think I've seen our friends climbing up that mountain.
And I don't have an invitation.
To the party?
Yeah.
Are you action man, Malto?
Who's asking? Because I ain't telling.
He is
having... He's changed a lot.
Again.
Remember when he was a sweet boy?
He was a sweet
Successfully?
Boy.
Yeah.
Linus Tuts.
We got to get up that mountain. I've seen everyone carried away and changed. I think I saw Miss Green Chapel.
Well, then we definitely have to get up that mountain.
It was quite possibly Miss Green Chapel.
Well, if she's there, we need to get up that mountain because she is the greatest person outside of the two of you that I have ever met.
And she has Paula, so we need to get up that mountain.
She does have Paula.
Okay, everybody, I've seen where our friends are going. We need to get up the mountain.
Sounds like they need some heroes to save them.
I'm sorry, you don't have to listen to him.
I spit.
Do you need a drink?
Oh, man, it's got to be after 12 o'clock somewhere.
No, I meant just a water. You seem like your mouth is very dry.
No, I'm good, thanks.
Okay.
All right, you head towards the ziggurat.
We got the snake lady with us?
Yes, she is bound and trussed over Linus's horse. You haven't really needed her at any point.
Excuse me, hissy?
What does it want?
First of all, I'm a goody, not an itz. Second of all, what is that and what is happening at the present time down with your friends in the robes?
I am not afraid of yous.
Well, then I guess we'll just kill you.
Very well, then.
Hey, can you do the scare thing to the snake lady again?
Sure. I just, none of you can look.
I don't know if we have another hour to spare, Seahall says. People are in danger. What if they're sacrificed right now?
I thought it was a minute.
Oh, no, it is an hour.
No, it lasts an hour. Sorry, Seahole, come on, get your head in the game.
Yeah,
but guys, like, what's the plan? Like, do we need her help? We could just, like, leave her or, like... Look, I was supposed to torture.
If it's only a minute. Sorry, I thought it was an hour before.
But, like, what do we want from her?
Her to be terrified of us so we can ask her questions about what the fuck is happening down on that there temple.
Okay, alrighty then.
How we might be able to entrench ourselves into the location that we are standing outside of.
Okay, so I cast a spell.
I need a drink.
You sit her aside and you use your, what was the ability called? I forget.
It is called, we didn't write it down because it was a new edition. It was called like...
Voice of Terror or something?
Yeah. Voice of Terror. Words of Terror.
Words of Terror. Ooh.
Good cop.
She passes. Unless someone has something for a saving throw, but that won't help.
Advantage on a saving throw?
No, she is making this. You don't want to give her advantage. You'll be wasting it.
Okay, so it fails, but I go up to her and I whisper in her ear,
"You have a skeleton inside you. I am not afraid of this."
Sorry, guys, I tried.
Well, if we don't need her, maybe she should die. Is that what you want?
I do not cares.
Well, I don't cares. Just leave her.
We're going to keep you alive because that seems to be more annoying for you.
Seahole says, "Let's tie her up here and then we can get her on the way back if we need."
All right, can we tie her up and nail her to a tree? I mean, definitely just tie her up.
Yeah, you bind her with Linus is pretty good at it. He binds her to a tree.
Nice.
Up the mountain we go to the ziggurat.
Up the mountain we go.
I never said you were going up the mountain.
There is not some snow.
It's a mountain. You called it the mountain.
No.
You called it a mountain.
No, what idiot said that? What fucking...
Ziggurat. We have to go. I'm very not sober.
Speaking of, I'm probably due for a second drink if we're about to have a fart.
Just have a whiff. Just sniff them.
That does nothing for me.
It really does, actually. It does get you drunk.
No, no, but I don't want to be drunk, Adam.
You
want
to be fucking plastered.
Oh, that's what I need to be. No. I've had my drink. I'm okay for now. I'm not getting...
You're probably getting sober, actually. Oh, like, this walk has been really taking it out of you. You're sweating like hell, and that's probably sobering you up.
I have this...
Okay,
I have this,
good.
This... Am I also sobering up?
Less so, but yes.
I feel weird.
Well, maybe you should take another drink.
Yeah, I probably will.
Okay.
I have another drink.
What's your intelligence right now?
It went back up because I sobered
up. Yes.
So it's 12.
All right. You keep it down. You're just taking a swig, right?
Yeah. I'm not taking like a...
Yeah.
I'm not necking it. I think that...
What did we say
me.
Your intelligence was?
12.
No, it's 3.
Wait, what?
You take a big gulp.
Oh, Quest.
Take a big gulp. Immediately, you know something is wrong.
Oh, boy.
There's like, drunk.
Did
this
you
is...
just have a brain bleed?
This is too much. You basically can only speak in one word sentences.
What?
Like I can.
Like that.
You can only speak You speak very falteringly if you're trying to get out anything more than a single word. You can barely stand. You are literally being supported by one of your friends.
Ziggurat.
Has Goody finally gotten too drunk this time? Find out next time on Into the Jungle Island of Dendar, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the Sanspants Radio Network, just head to sanspantsplus.com, and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's sanspantsplus.com.